And hello to you. Hope you're well. Last week, I was talking about complaining and the best way to get things out of your system without making you feel worse. And I want to follow up on it a little bit today, in a way. Because like with the idea of it's good to talk, which I spoke about last month, the side effect of encouraging people to talk means we also need to know how to listen as well. And I know from the outside that sounds pretty obvious, how to listen. How hard is it just to be there with someone and simply listen? But if in listening you're internally disagreeing with what they're saying, then it can be quite hard to hear them over the volume of your own thoughts, preparing for a retort. And if you both do that, then no one's listening at all, because you can't hear what someone's saying if your brain is busy rehearsing what you are going to say next. My job is often called part of the talking therapies, but I wonder if maybe from the therapist's perspective, it's actually listening therapy. The client is doing most of the talking while the therapist listens. And when the client isn't talking and the therapist is, then the therapist talking is still actually part of the listening process. Because in that talking, we're demonstrating that we're listening. And that's the therapeutic part. You're showing someone that they are worth listening to, that they are valid. So if we know this, because that process isn't a secret, listening to someone, showing unconditional positive regard, as we call it in counselling, is a good thing. The word should be spread. But I said showing unconditional positive regard, not having unconditional positive regard. Having it is irrelevant if you don't show it. Having positive regard for someone isn't that therapeutic, especially for somebody with low self-esteem. They won't even notice. You have to show it. You have to demonstrate that positive regard. And you can't do that if you're preparing your own responses in your head without actually listening to what someone has just said to us. So, listen to their words for no other reason than just to be there. With no judgment, no criticism, no opinions, just be there. And whilst they're talking, just think about their words and the meaning behind them with some curiosity. So, if your friends say something like, "You annoyed me last week, all that gushy stuff you put on about your mum on Facebook really got to me. I had to just switch off from it." It'd be really easy to stop properly listening after those first three words, "You annoyed me." That's usually enough to raise our defences, isn't it? It starts us preparing to attack, which ends up ruining everybody's evening. And I know it's hard to put judgment to one side if someone's attacking you, but effective communication needs to come from a safe place. They need to feel safe talking, and you need to feel safe listening. So if you can change the meaning behind the attack, it stops being an attack. If when they say, "You annoyed me last week," you would normally hear, "You're a bad person," then you're going to feel attacked. But if you can hear, "I felt bad last week," instead, then you don't need to put your defences up. If the meaning behind what they say is actually, "I feel so safe with you as a friend that I'm willing to admit my vulnerabilities to you," then that's a completely different experience. But you have to listen first to hear what they're really saying. By listening and then reflecting back, you're validating them, validating how they feel. So be sincere and show that sincerity in your body language. Face the person you're listening to, look them in the face, in the eyes, as often as is appropriate, so you can find that balance between coming across as interested without being too starey and intimidating, but not being too uncaring and aloof by looking over their shoulder or something. Listening's an important skill to have, not just to prevent arguments or improve friendships and relationships, but depending on what you do for a job, it could make you a better colleague, certainly a better manager, teacher or doctor. Anything that requires people skills, I guess. So, go and do some listening, have a super week, and I'll be back before you know it. Ta-ra!